Guru Nation, welcome to episode 967 of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. In this episode, I did not have a clue what we were going to talk about other than AI, and Chris ran with it. It was his idea, and it's actually something that turned into a really interesting conversation and just a no-holds-barred discussion on the realities of what we think AI is going to do. Is it going to displace jobs? If so, which ones? How do we prepare? I'm tired of people dancing around this issue, acting either like it's not going to happen or there's nothing to worry about or it's going to fix everything in our industry. And there's my opinions, there's Chris's opinions. We're kind of on the same page, which is pretty interesting. I want to know what you think. And before we get into the show, I want to thank our sponsors. They're very tech forward companies. Inato. Inato is a tool that helps match sponsors with sites. And if you're a site that has therapeutic area expertise, you will get studies if you get on Inato and apply for them for free. Inato doesn't charge you a dime. They don't get involved in any aspect of your study. There's no strings attached. I used to think there were. There's not. They get their money from the sponsors, and that's it. They match you with sponsors, and that's it. Link in the show notes. Next sponsor is Creo. Creo is an amazing command central station for my site. It's got everything from eSource to eReg to eSignatures to one-click invoicing to a CTMS to projections to a patient database to a patient communication portal to automated workflows to alerts to so much more. The good thing is you only pay for what you use, so you can level up within Creo without breaking the bank until you're ready. And that's how I did it with my site, Yuma Clinical Trials, when we started. Check out Creo in the show notes. And with that being said, enjoy the episode and let me know what you think. Guru Nation, we've got the first episode ever where I don't know what the hell's going on. Actually, that's not true. A lot of times when I hit record, I don't know where I have a general direction. In this one, it's about all I have. Chris said, let me handle the topic. And I know something about AI and site ownership, but that's about it. So if you're a site owner or someone thinking about being a site, I don't know. I don't know who's like, you explain it, man.
So I'm sure for those longtime listeners, they're aware you and I are friends, right? So Dan and I, we talk
Now
all
we're
the
mortal
time.
enemies.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So we text one another all the time about topics well off of research.
Oh, yeah.
Dan texted me the other day, article about AI and how humans are the glue.
That's correct. I did a video
Yes.
on this, somewhat of a video on this yesterday.
So him and I disagree, I think. We disagree. Excuse me, I got a peanut in my throat.
You're
That's what
generally
she
the
said.
doomer, and I'm generally the optimist.
Correct. So I don't know if doomer is fair, but I'm way more, I probably reality on the more pessimistic side, I think, but
At
that's
least
the
you
way I
have
would
enough
describe myself.
self-awareness to say this.
So you think it's not going to be that bad of a thing. I think it's probably going to be detrimental in many arenas, AI, right? One thing though, and this is where the topic is going. One thing though, I could see AI replacing CRAs for the most part, not entirely, but for the most part, replacing CRAs. I could see AI replacing all data managers, and data, those who manage data, right? Anything to do with tech easily replaced by AI. And we're talking 5 years from now. Even coordinators to a degree, probably the same degree as a CRA, maybe a little less, could be replaced to a degree. I think you'll need more the glue. And that glue, in my opinion, is you need to have bedside manner, which AI doesn't have. There's no interaction with AI outside of a computer screen at this point. That'll entirely change once we have fully functional robotics, but we're nowhere near that. AI's come a lot further than the robotic side. And if you can replace all these elements in research, The one thing you can't replace is the human interaction, right? You can't replace the doctor recruiting a patient. You can't replace the site staff recruiting a patient. I think the only segment in my mind that's 100% going to be protected, at least for some time, is the site, right? If you start a site, you're protected from AI, from any, whether you're negative or positive. You
Yes.
don't think so?
No, I do. I agree with just about everything you said. I think an easier, a better way to articulate bedside manner would be empathy for or EQ over IQ, because the machines are going to take care of the IQ. And so you get the
Exactly.
EQ. And
Sure.
we've talked about this decades ago before AI was even on the horizon, and here we are and having the same talk.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but from a different angle, right? Because that
Correct,
wasn't the
correct.
angle.
I actually
That was
think there's more than site owner. There's this whole notion of, I mean, site owner is going to be a huge one because that's an established business model that will benefit from the AI use. So if there is less of a need for as many coordinators, who benefits from that? The site owner benefits from that. And a little segue is, or not a segue, but an alternative path for somebody looking to see what they're going to do with their career in the face of AI is I predict a bunch of solopreneurs doing consulting, doing all kinds of things where you can leverage tools and kick ass, like almost be an entire organization, just an organization of one with all these tools.
Be a CRO on your own, huh?
Yeah.
We'll do a shout out for Robert Goldman. He
Robert
knows a lot
Goldman.
about
Yeah. Imagine you.
different areas of research
Yeah.
and
Imagine someone like Robert, where you surround him with tools that supplement his knowledge, but will do the work for him. And then he's just in the middle, like orchestrating it. You know, like a symphony or something. I mean, that you're gonna have a lot of that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be site owners, but I think a lot of those will
Yeah, but think about what you're
migrate.
describing. You're saying a CRO who could be a few people to hundreds to thousands of people could be condensed down to maybe
A
a
dozen.
dozen.
Yeah. A
Yeah.
couple of
So
dozen.
it does replace these people.
But those people
Just
are gonna
not
go
entirely,
places,
just
though.
not entirely,
I
right?
think just like we saw the gig economy for low income earners, you're gonna like Uber and Airbnb. Well, Airbnb was not really low income, but Uber, let's say you needed supplemental income and you had a relatively low paying job. When you need extra cash, you sign up for Uber, boom, you drive around. That enabled you to have some extra cash. I think you're gonna see that version of the gig economy for white collar workers and high earners.
Yeah, potentially, I guess that would
They're not
make
going to
a
be
that.
driving around in their car. They're going to be sitting at home and then navigating all these tools and solving problems for.
But what you're talking is about is 10xing or more of their productivity, right? So they can replace one worker can replace nine others.
Right. But as you know, in when you run a business, like let's say a site, so that way we keep it on target. More or less. When you own a site, like currently we have no real AI tools to speak of. So we're doing it old school way. Like the owner ideally should learn how to be a coordinator. They get that first study. Chris negotiates a great startup fee. And now maybe they're able to hire a part-time coordinator, eventually turn into a full-time coordinator. You get some money to start buying resources. You get a study or two. Now you could easily hire another coordinator. I think it's the same thing in this kind of economy. You get a client, you kind of do this work yourself. Once you start getting some payments, you can start hiring people to be the glue to manage the tools. And yeah, and maybe instead of needing 10, you only need three or four.
Well, that's why I say I think CRCs are slightly protected more so than CRAs. Because what would a CRA do? Because they're already going to go to the site and have all the data has been reviewed,
Right.
right? By AI. So
Yep.
they don't really need to do that.
And the AI will actually see if it's GCP protocol and
Exactly.
site SOP compliant, because it's going to have
Exactly.
all
It's
these
going to
teams
check everything way more than what the CRA can do
way more than
on
a
their own.
CRA without burnout. I think the CRA confirms the accuracy of that, of the
Exactly.
findings.
So they can handle probably 10x the sites, right?
But
They're
here's
just
what the
going there
CRA
for a
is.
day.
But here's what the CRA is going to do. So I'm the optimist. The bullish case is the P in GDP productivity increases. You only need to go increase it a few percentage points to actually lower that debt to income ratio of the country GDP to debt to GDP from like 140 to 100, right? You only need like incremental like 3 to 5% productivity gains to actually reduce that much of that debt to GDP ratio. But if you're talking about just our industry, you've got sponsor now with full clarity, right? Regulatory wise and looking at the data to be willing to put some of that cash they have sitting on the sidelines to work. Like a lot of these sponsors are sitting on billions, where they could be investing that into probiotics, nutraceuticals. I mean, there's all kinds. I see this as a increasing the pie type of thing. So then you'll still need the same net number of people doing
What
the
you
work.
envision is 10x the amount of opportunity,
Yeah.
thus
Once these tools are mature, once they're
once
mature.
so that multiple doesn't really matter that one person can do the
Yes.
job of 10, because now you need 10x the amount of people.
Yes, but I think there is a gap between when these things start happening versus when we reach that stage of productivity that these tools are mature enough. I think that 5 to maybe 10 year gap is gonna put a lot of
Hurt.
people out of work. Yeah, a lot of people. And I think that the site owners, like you said, are relatively immune to to this.
Yeah, and why though? Why specifically are they immune? I mean, I have my thoughts, but I want to hear
Because
yours.
instead of having these technologies replace you, because they can't really replace a site, you can use them to increase your productivity and, if you wanted to, decrease your expenses. So, as in the terms of human labor, human
So
capital.
I think it's the same reason we, as you brought up earlier in this conversation, that we mentioned 15 years ago. I think it's the exact same reason. You can't replace the site in acquiring patients,
Right.
right? You have to have the human touch,
You almost
right?
can, though. Let's tell you a little story about our nice little startup, Patient Ace.
Okay. All right.
Right? Here it is.
Yeah, great bottle. I have one too. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yeah, but you got one with your name on it. I got the generic speed to lead, but this is actually good to point to.
Okay.
We're using this at Yuma Clinical Trials. We have one coordinator moving. We have another one possibly moving later. So we were always wanting to hire an admin. We had an admin before. They're in charge of pre-screening patients. But now Patient Ace had Ronix built a way to have patients schedule themselves for pre-screening visits. Doesn't work perfectly. Like, we just initiated this last month. But guess what? Patients are showing up on their own. No one talked to them. And it's not really AI. We do have an AI that can chat. We haven't even implemented that. It's just literally automating the workflow, right? And patients are showing up. That used to be an admin saying, "Can you come in at this time?" So now that admin, instead of doing that, is just in the office pre-screening more people, because we can have now, instead of like only 2 people coming a day, we can have 10 coming in a day. And that admin, instead of wasting their time calling and scheduling, is just fielding the people that have already scheduled themselves. To me, that's productivity gain. We went from 2 to 10, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But the paradigm has to shift then in the sponsor's eyes, because they will, if you tell a sponsor, I'm only going to get patients through advertising, which is essentially what you're doing here.
But we're still getting the same referrals through our PIs.
No, I understand that.
This is
But
just extra.
I completely understand. I'm moving it forward to the point where you don't need your PI to get patients, right? Because that was what I said initially. I think site owners are protected because you still have to have that human touch to get patients.
Sure.
But if you are able to replace that, still you have to have buy-in from the sponsor. So you're still years away because you cannot tell a sponsor 100% of my patients are coming from advertising. They'll laugh at you and say, please go away.
Today they will, but I think 10 years from now they'll say,
That's what
yeah,
I'm
that's
saying. You're at least protected for 5 years.
right. But I still think the EQ is important, the emotional intelligence, because those patients ultimately still come in. We're
Well,
not going to have a
absolutely.
Tesla robot there
Absolutely.
to greet them. It's going to be a human. And those patients are being pre-screened. They don't know what it is. They have to be walked through the process. This is where you need emotionally intelligent people to greet these patients and then get them in the studies where, guess what? A real human is going to be putting a needle in their vein and drawing blood and then spinning that blood. Like, that blood is not data. Ultimately, it's organic matter. So someone's got to do that. Then you got to ship it on dry ice because
And this is why sites are protected.
physics and chemistry are still real. They're not being replaced by AI. So yeah, sites are protected and sites have the benefit of both worlds because we're at the point where we may not really need an admin. We at least don't need an admin to schedule calls. Now some patients still prefer to have a call, right? So you can arrange the workflow to where calls are being scheduled. And Ronick's talking about at some point you can have AI calling people and answering questions or chatting. I mean, he already has an AI chat on the chat. So we just haven't used it yet, but it's there. And this is like the infancy of this tech. This time
So
next year, this video might be outdated and, like people are already using this.
at this point, we're in 100% agreement on, I think, the majority of the conversation here. If,
Yeah.
but this is where you and I are going to part way, because I do believe eventually, once robotics are perfected, that there will be no need for site owners either. I just don't. Right? I don't think, I think once robotics are perfected,
Who's going to own the
right?
robots?
Well, the site owner, but you've eliminated all the
So
jobs
that's
underneath
the
it.
site
You've
owner
eliminated, yes, but you've
responsibility.
eliminated all the positions under the site owner,
Fine.
right? I
Site owner's
understand.
still there.
Yeah, you, this is
Somebody,
where,
there has to be an
this is the
entrepreneur.
dystopia, this is the dystopian nightmare
Well, first
in
of all,
my mind.
the robots doing it, we are decades away at
I
best.
agree. I agree.
At best.
I agree. 20 years.
At best.
At best, I agree. 20
By
years.
that
At
time,
best.
we might even be talking in silico trials and digital twins and,
Sure.
you might not even need the patients at that point. You might just need a digital copy of a patient with their consent and pay them in some crypto for their time. That's when I think pharma can go direct to consumer and not really need site owners. But we are
Yeah,
decades
don't
away from
disagree.
that. We are decades away. I do think there is a gap, though, between people starting to get laid off versus the tech is mature enough to increase productivity. And as Chris leaving and coming back, this gap that is going to exist, whether it's 5 years or 7 years or however many years it's going to be, is a real thing. And I think a lot of people are going to be caught off guard sooner rather than later. Well, there was a podcast I was listening to, and they were talking about these mega trend super cycle, like once in a lifetime technologies, which it initially was the internet, but now that's like multiple generations old already. This is clearly the next mega trend. We always overestimate them in the short term, but underestimate them in the long term. And I think that's the right approach. We think they're going to solve all our problems in the short term, and then but we underestimate exactly what they're going to change the paradigm. They're going to change everything there is about what we do in the long run, meaning 50, 40, 50 years.
I missed half of what you said, but I'm pretty sure I know what you said, and I agree.
Yeah, we underestimate on these mega trends. We overestimate in the short term what they can do, but we severely underestimate in the long term what they will do. And yeah, so site owners, I think you guys are
In
fine.
reference to AI or robotics or both?
AI, I think it's AI. I think robotics is another mega trend that's going to come built on top. It's like the physical layer on top of the AI. Right now, it's still a digital layer. Like, once you bring the physical layer,
It's still a
yeah.
tech.
Well, once
It's
you bring
still a
the
tech you
physical,
implement.
you're going to bring the physical layer with the robots. After the robots, you're going to have Neuralink type stuff where you're bringing the organic layer to the robots. And,
Yeah, we're all screwed then. That's
well, we're going to be
Terminator
gone.
time.
We'll be gone. That'll be for our grandkids to worry about. And they, maybe there'll still be site owners by then, but I think digital twins is going to be a real thing, although you don't, we don't really understand the bodily functions well enough to simulate, unless quantum computing can make some progresses there, which, I mean, there's no point in discussing that at this point, at this stage in the game. I think people have enough to discuss with AI.
And quantum computing is actually a thing too. I read that they have
Oh, yeah, no, it's a thing.
they have, I can't remember the what it's
Well,
called.
Google's working on it
No,
already.
they've already, yeah, they already have quantum computing.
Right. They're able to break cryptography, at least in theory. They haven't done it in practice.
Practice.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, site owner, the moral of the story is if you are somebody looking to protect yourself, I mean, site ownership is one thing that a lot of former CRAs are doing. We have a lot of clients that are former CRAs, and as long as you're willing to learn new things and you're willing to be a more of a hustler and less of, and in a good way, not in a sleazy way, but by hustler, I mean putting in more effort than you would in your day job. I think you'll do fine and just be open and amenable to change and amenable to
So,
being adaptive.
what you just said there, if I'm sitting here and I don't know really what you're speaking of, and I were a CRA, I'd be like, oh, hell no. I already work hard. Which is not what Dan means. Dan's
I'm
not saying
sorry.
work harder. No, I don't think that's what you're saying, work harder. I think what you're saying is to be amenable to starting a site, you have to understand that you don't know what you think you know as a CRA. So you have to be open to new concepts, new ideas, new thoughts, and you're going to have to work at perfecting those things, right?
Sure.
You may
As a CRA, you have a few tasks in a narrow, limited range.
you're giving a check, you're given a checkbox, a
Yeah.
page with checkboxes,
You have a
basically.
few, you have a
So
very narrow scope.
simplify.
Yeah, you have a narrow scope of your tasks. You have very few levers you can pull, and in very limited combination of those levers. As a site owner, you've got exponentially more scope as well as levers. And there's levers you don't even know exist that you're gonna figure out. And then AI might contribute to some of those as well. So it's not harder work. The hardest work I've ever done, I've been a CRA. It is way harder work to be a CRA. More stressful.
I don't know if I entirely agree with that, because it is stressful when you first start out as a site owner.
It's stressful because you don't have a guarantee of income.
Exactly.
Once you get that solved,
Exactly. Then it's less stressful. Absolutely.
I mean, it's not without stress, but it's less stressful than being a CRA. Now, the AI may make CRA life less stressful as well and less burnout. I do think that's going to happen. And CROs themselves are in the middle of a identity crisis because all these technologies actually enabling the sponsors to communicate directly with the site. You don't need the CRO to be the conduit or the gatekeeper of data. Like, oh, how, if you're Eli Lilly 10 years ago, you would call IQVIA and say, hey, what's the metrics on these sites? Why are we, what's the bottlenecks? Now you don't need to. You see it. It's in your dashboard, exactly what's going on. So what's the next step after that in the workflow? It's solve that problem, mitigate this problem. You can do that internally. Like, you don't really need this to pay what? What are they paying these heroes? A shitload.
A lot of money.
I mean, and they know this, and they're pivoting, and they're buying sites, and they're
Yep.
buy that should tell you a lot. Follow
CROs
the
are buying
money.
sites. Yep.
Follow the money. Why are the private equity buying sites? Why are the CROs buying sites?
And
I
why are they
think,
not buying CROs, right? Why is private equity not buying
yeah,
CROs?
exactly. Why are they not horizontal? Why are they vertically integrating instead of horizontally integrating? It's because they've already done the horizontal integrations. The mergers and acquisitions for the CRO took place in the 2010s.
And not only that, but they may see the handwriting on the wall in terms of what you're talking about. They're going to be replaced.
So,
Whereas sites are not.
you're bullish on site. I think site owners have some headwinds in front of them in terms of competition because this is going to become a competitive landscape before that P in productivity gets maximized. You're going to have more scarcity than before, just from supply and demand. I think once that P, that once the productivity is mature, you will have not enough sites again. But there's going to be a point, just like there's going to be a gap for the workers between when AI is like pretty detrimental to their bottom line versus when AI is an asset to them. I think the site owners are going to have something similar, although maybe
I
not as
don't. Why? Why?
dramatic.
Why? Why would they do have that?
More competition. So if more people just pop up sites everywhere.
Oh, that's true. I guess that's true. When it makes it easier, certainly that makes sense.
Yeah, and that there will be a delay between when that happens to when sponsors are confident enough in the landscape and the regulatory to open full throttle on their spending on R&D, because they can do a lot more R&D than they're spending. The bottleneck is not their money. The bottleneck is the workflows.
So
All
I
the
want to step.
sponsors tell you this. Look at Pfizer, Lilly, they're just buying biotechs. They
Yep.
don't have a lack of money.
You sure? And I want to step back to something Dan said a minute ago. So yes, AI will make things easier to operate a site in terms of those who have no, like if you're a doctor and you've contemplated starting research, probably in 5 years, I would guess 5 years, you'll be able to Google everything you need, right? Or just have AI tell
Google.
you.
No one's even
Tell,
Googling anymore.
well, just Gemini, but you'll have AI telling you what to do, right? So,
Sure.
you won't need in 5 years, you won't need any expertise in terms of guidance. But in that time, before that occurs, we do offer a service. I saw an
Oh.
opportunity for a plug, so I
Hey,
wanted
man,
to
you
get,
gotta
but
shoot
you
your
kept
shot.
talking.
You gotta
You
shoot your
kept
shot when you
talking.
got it. Yeah, shoot your shot, man.
So I didn't want to interrupt. You were on a good roll. But anyhow, for the meantime, until 5 years from now, when you can just easily check all this stuff out yourself, and you still might need some glue as we started this conversation. You still may need some glue and just understanding, making sure the AI has it right, whatever the case might be. But in the meantime, we do have a service. If you're interested, if you're thinking of starting a site, we offer a service. It's $1,500 a month. Initially,
What a bargain.
it is. A lot of our clients tell us we should charge more. Dan's heard this, I've heard this.
And we
And
refuse. We say no. We follow Steve Jobs. Your clients don't know what they want.
yep. And it's full consulting. It's we design the service specific to the research naive doctor who has a private practice and has said, "Hey, I've heard of research, but I really don't know much about it. I just hear that it's a revenue stream I can add." And we offer complete service to guide you through that.
You
It's that
stumbled into the
simple.
right corner of the internet.
Yep, absolutely. So if you're interested, please reach out to Dan.
Thank you. Yeah. You can text me at 949-415-6256. That is not an AI yet. That will be me. And the proof is in the delay by when you send it to when I reply back. I've been pretty slow on the texts. You can also email me, Dan at theclinicaltrailsguru.com. I'm faster, but yeah. Or Chris at theclinicaltrailsguru.com.
This is true. You can email me directly. Not too many people do, but I do occasionally get one or two.
Chris is developing a fan base. He's got a LinkedIn profile now. In the
Kind
face of
of.
AI, he decided to join the social media trend. So that was like last decade, the social media trend. He's now entering that
So I'm a decade behind, is what you're
when
saying.
basically, well, not a decade, a generation behind.
Very nice.
So Chris will be on the AI bandwagon in 2050.
This is totally off on a tangent, but it was funny. They were showing a chart on some channel I was watching on YouTube on those who spend time by generation on social media. My generation is the least. Even boomers and generation the great generation spend more
Wait,
time
which one
on
are you? The silent one or the boomer?
ha ha ha. So Generation X
Wait,
spends on
you're a
air.
Gen X?
Yeah, I spend so my generation, not just me, spends a half an hour a week on social media.
That is
Just not me.
completely false. You spend way
It's
more
the
time.
least of everyone.
Do you count YouTube as a social network?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But yes, if you did, yeah, I probably spend more than you do on social media.
Exactly. You're on there
But
doom scrolling until 2 in the morning.
don't know. That's not true. But I don't think that's social media. Social media is where you have a conversation back and forth with people and you show what's going on in your daily life. And
Sure. Well, I guess we can end this video that will be on YouTube. And since it's not social media, don't leave a comment on the under it or engage in dialogue back and forth with other
no,
people.
Dan's just being a smart ass.
I had to, man. Had to throw that in there. Like,
Yeah.
subscribe, comment, share. Bye-bye.